Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to A Fine Time for Healing, a sanctuary for your emotional well-being. Your host is Randy Fine, author of the memoir Finally, and the inspirational self-help book Awaken from Life. Here's Randy.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in today to listen to A Fine Time for Healing. I am your talk radio show host, Randy Fine. Last week, there were technical difficulties with this particular show that caused me to have to reschedule it. We're thinking maybe it was solar flare, so let's hope the radiation has dissipated and we can have a clear connection. Today's show is about finding your true life purpose. Haven't we all at some time in our lives asked ourselves why we are here? What is our purpose? And do we even have one? My guest today, Suzanne Streisauer, affirms that we all have a life purpose, but she doesn't just affirm it. She has tried and true strategies for discovering what she calls our life purpose DNA blueprint, a unique pattern of purpose that we have for this lifetime. Suzanne Streisauer is a very accomplished person. In fact, she is listed in the Who's Who of American Women. Suzanne is a true Renaissance woman and visionary change agent. She is a life purpose expert and certified life and career coach on the personal, professional, and spiritual aspects of our lives. Suzanne has a master's degree in counseling psychology with an emphasis in dream work, in addition to numerous other certifications and specialized trainings. For the past 35 years, Suzanne has been a certified life and career coach, social worker, mentor, and spiritual guide for thousands of people. She is also the author of three books, including the award-winning 111 Inspirational Life Purpose Quotes and Exercises to Find Your Purpose in Life, as well as the host of the weekly Living Life on Purpose radio show on the Living Well Radio Network. And now it is my privilege and honor to once again introduce you to my special guest, Suzanne. Hi, Suzanne. How are you?
Hey, Randy. Oh, it's so great to be back with you, and I feel like we're going to have like such a clear show today and not have the troubles from last week.
You know it. It's got to be, because like I said last week, what you have to share with everybody is so important, so we want to make sure that nobody misses this. So why don't we start by talking about what is a life purpose?
Well, that's a great question, Randy. And, you know, it's funny. I get asked that in every interview, and I think that's the thing that confuses most people so much, because everybody, if you know what a life purpose is, it seems like it would be much easier to find it. So, you know, and there's hundreds of definitions, and when I wrote my workbook, I went and I picked out quotes from 111 people on purpose. And so there's a whole bunch of different quotes. But at the end of the day, I just want to know what was universal. And what turns out to be universal is that it is the aim or intention of the energy you put forth. So your life purpose is the aim or intention of the energy you put forth. Now, what does that really mean? It means that, you know, here we're doing a radio show today. We're on air. So what is the aim or intention of you putting forth this radio show? What's the aim or intention of me being on this radio show? And then what happens is there's a reason, and that reason is our personal why. And so those personal whys get strung together. Why do you do the work you do? Why do I do all those things I've done? That personal why, when you look at it, is our life purpose. So it's really the aim or intention of the energy we put forth no matter what we do. So every day, why do I go to work? Well, it's part of your life purpose. There's a reason why you're doing that. And that's what life purpose means.
Okay.
A little different.
And so everyone has a life purpose, right?
Absolutely.
Can you give us examples of what some people's life purposes are?
I can. I'll start with my own because you can see from what you read in my bio how that sort of plays out in all those different careers and jobs that I had. Mine is to connect humanity with the divine in practical ways that fulfill people and enrich the planet. So whether I'm a social worker, a land developer, a radio show host, an author, all of those things fall into that category. Now, I had one of my former clients, she was an attorney. She was a mergers and acquisitions attorney. And she wanted to do what was next. Her life wasn't fulfilling, very successful, but she wanted something next to do. And so I started asking her, I said, so where do you get your inspiration? Where do you do? She wanted to paint watercolors. I said, paint watercolors. That wasn't it. And so then she told me, she said, I love connecting with the angels, which seems kind of like an oxymoron when you're an attorney. But she said, I love connecting with the angels. I said, well, ask the angels what you're here to do. So this is about the higher purpose. And they gave her in a dream four simple words: bring in divine right order. And her job was to listen to the angels, and because she could hear them and she could be with them, she could download that in the middle of these adversarial meetings with her clients, and she could bring in justice. She could help bring, you know, true justice, what's right to the planet. So it can be something like that. So all she had to do was understand her career in a different way, and that was her purpose, to bring in divine right order or justice. And then some of my clients who have been healers, or some of them are to help people be embodied. Some of them are to help rid people of disease and illness. And so it really depends on, you know, what people are doing. Some people's job is to be a transmission of energy or consciousness. Some people it is to create new things so that the world is a better place. So everybody has a purpose. And it really, they're all really very diverse.
So our purposes, are they a combination of mind, body, and spirit?
You know, that's a great question, and I've never thought about it that way, but the answer is absolutely yes. And I call it being multidimensional. So, like, you have your beingness, which is 5D, and it just is embodied. It's just your spirit embodied. And then there's 4D, which is the unseen world, which is your intuition, your inner calling, your higher calling, and the knowingness and what you know. And then there's the 3D, which is the body, and our daily lives, and that's doing. So instead of mind, body, spirit, I have it knowing, being, and doing. And so, yeah, absolutely, it sure can. So I think that's great.
Is it your work to help people become these multidimensional, balanced, and fulfilled people?
That is the work of my soul in this lifetime, absolutely. And I love doing it. And it's, you know, you never know what you're going to find because every person is so unique and their, what I call life purpose DNA and blueprint is different. And so, but all the universal life purpose elements to get there, we all have. And then it's just how, you know, like with our DNA and our bodies, how we can express that in, you know, our own unique pattern. So yeah, it's there for us all. And it's available for us all to find too.
And so how do you help people find that?
The way that I do it is a combination of different things, Randy, because I feel, you know, some people are more, you know, like left hemisphere, they're more interested in doing assessments. They're more interested in doing research. Some people are more interested in their intuition, like I say, that 4D perspective, the inner knowing. and connecting with them in their dreams. It could be working with them doing spiritual life coaching. And sometimes it's with the beingness and doing, you know, deep hypnosis or helping people see what their peak experiences have been like or transitional times are like, and then helping them bring all that together. So all those different components, you know, really make like the hologram or the diamond that you are, and then they all reflect that. So I help people, you know, in all those different ways to go and find their true purpose in life.
You talk about a life purpose DNA and discovering our unique pattern. What is our life purpose DNA?
Well, as it turns out, when I went and started doing the research for my workbook, which I had no idea what I was going to find, I didn't know what I was looking for, and I had found my life purpose 25 years ago when I was doing hypnosis and hypnotherapy with a woman. So I knew what my purpose was, but I didn't necessarily know exactly how it was supposed to express. And so, you know, that's kind of been a lifetime journey of mine, is the different expressions and everything. So one of the things that I wanted to do for other people and my clients was to say, okay, there's a simpler way to do this. You don't have to kind of wander through the woods for decades to figure out your life purpose. So I set about to figure out what it is that makes up a life purpose for everybody, not just me, not just you, but universally, what is it? And it turns out that there's 7 universal life purpose elements. And so the first one is natal. And so we were all born on a certain day at a certain time in a certain place. And so that's our cosmic blueprint. Those are energies that we came in with from, you know, wherever it was we incarnated. We brought in a certain energetic pattern, and that's reflected in our natal chart of our astrology, and that's the natal purpose, part of the natal purpose. And then there's a developmental purpose, and this one is something that most people know about, and that's Maslow's hierarchy of needs. So as we go through life, we're mastering one thing to get into the next phase, And so that roughly breaks down like every decade is one of Maslow's hierarchy of needs stages. And so those I call the different stages of purpose. And then there's psychological, and that's whether you're an introvert or extrovert. And then there's 16 different types that you could be depending on what they are. And each one of those has a different kind of like predisposition to what you want to do for your life. And then it's professional. And your professional purpose is all the things that we commonly think about, the way most people think about their life purpose, is your skills, gifts, and talents, you know, what you're good at doing, what you do for a living. And then there's transitional. So every time we have the opportunity to make change, or in some situation of change in our lives, it's an opportunity to say, well, who am I today? Where am I going with my life today? What's new on the planet? What direction do I want to go today? Not yesterday's direction, but today's direction. And then the last two are spiritual, which is your inner calling from within, and also your higher calling, the divine calling that comes through, and that can be found in dreams and, you know, all sorts of spiritual and metaphysical thing approaches. And then the final one is mystical. And the mystical part of our purpose is our beingness, that 5D that I was talking about earlier. And that is really letting us experience our peak experiences, those numinous times, deep meditation types of experience, where we just feel ourselves embodied as a spirit, and we just know, and we just get to be in that place. And so that's a place of resonance and radiance, and that's the 7 universal life purpose elements. So you can see that you have all of those in you, and then it's how does each person express those uniquely, which makes it their life purpose DNA. Kind of cool, huh?
It's really cool. Excuse me. So you've worked with like thousands of people on doing this, and didn't you work with a couple of really famous people?
I haven't directly worked with them, but what I have done is, you know, one of the things is if it's universal, right, it should apply to everybody. So I went
right
through and I tried the system out. I tried it out with Hillary Clinton. I tried it out with Steve Jobs, Donald Trump, and actually Jesus, because I wanted to see if indeed that was going to work for everybody. And so what I discovered was that it absolutely does work for everybody, and everybody does have their universal life purpose elements, and they do express themselves. And the funny thing is, one of the things that I have people do when I do the life purpose work with them is I have them go and find what they do a life purpose retrospective after they're done, because a lot of times people are skeptical. It's like, okay, well, that's all right, but is that really true? And so what I do is I have them go and figure out what it is that they have done before, and then we go back and I have them run their life purpose over through their life purpose retrospective, through all their careers and all the things that they've done, to see if it matches. And then what happens is they discover, oh my God, it does. And then they can really own, that's when they can really begin to own their life purpose and then move into really interesting ways through to go and find that for themselves. So it's a fascinating process that everybody can do, and it can take people all sorts of places.
How did you come up with this? I mean, this is really cool, and there's a lot of checks and balances that you've done just to make sure that that you're not just throwing something out there. That this really does work. How did you come up with this?
Well, like I said, I took 2 years out. I think I was divinely guided to do it. And what I did was I went on like this wild goose chase, Randy. I said, okay, well, let me go find people that I love and respect. Let me go and find their life purpose, what they say about life purpose. Not what I say, but what do they say? And so what I did was I went through hundreds of books. And then when I did that, I was looking for purpose, you know, at the various ages. I wanted to see what was there. And so then I'd find those quotes. And then I just had this big pile of quotes, and then I just, you know, Xeroxed pages out of books. And then I just put all those together. And then once I was at that point, then I went back through and I said, okay, now let me see where we are with what these guys say and what they say that's the same and different. And then I started sorting them into piles. And, okay, well, this is kind of like that, you know, like Viktor Frankl, who wrote Man's Search for Meaning, or The Search for Meaning, an amazing book when he was in the concentration camps. He says that there are three different things of purpose: love, courage, and will. And so I started sorting out, like, okay, well, so that's one thing. Well, where would that fit? Well, that's, you know, kind of psychological, you know. And so, you know, like, what makes us tick? And so I started literally looking through each one of these quotes that I found. And then I said, okay, and so what was this one about? And, you know, Deepak Chopra has a great quote where he talks about the three criteria of what a life purpose is. And that comes from his book, Seven Spiritual Laws of Success. And so, okay, and so what's that? Well, so that's a professional one, right? Because he's telling you how to be successful. And so what I did was I just started making these piles. And then all of a sudden, as I had these piles, I'm looking at the piles, and then I'd read the pile, and I'd say, okay, what is the same about these? What is, you know, universally true? And so, like, one of the other things about the natal purpose is that at birth, we're all given a name, right? We're all given our given names for this lifetime, you know, usually a first name,
right,
and last name. And then, okay, so where did we get that name from? Because in the African traditions, that name meant what your gift was you were coming to bring to your village and your tribe. So how could we, as mostly Westerners, use that same idea to figure that out? And so then I went and I found this great website called BehindTheName.com, and you can go plug your name. They've got tens of thousands of names in there, and it tells you the origins of most names. And so you can see what the vibration is of your name. So, okay, now we have your cosmic blueprint. We have what the intentional thing was, what your family gave you as your name, and then that becomes a natal purpose. And so that all kind of wraps together nice. And then Maslow's hierarchy of needs, there's, you know, I think the seven stages. Okay, that's one thing. And then there's, you know, psychological. Okay, that's another, you know, introvert, extrovert, the Myers-Briggs, the Enneagram, all those different things. And so then they started to categorize pretty well, you know, like our power animals and the spiritual power animals and dreams and tarot cards and, you know, all the different things that we think about when we think about spiritual. So all of a sudden, it actually started to come together in a pretty organized fashion. I just had to get there, you know. And then you think about transitional, and there's transitioning out of college, there's midlife, retirement. Okay, that's natural. Those are all transitions. Okay, that can all go into the transitional category. And then what does that mean? And so then I started to drill down into each one of those, and that's kind of how it kind of put itself together.
That's very, very interesting. What drove you to do that?
I wanted a way where humanity did not have to struggle and suffer so hard, Randy. That's the truth.
Okay.
And then I started looking at, as a coach, I started looking at it as a business opportunity, too. Like, if that's really true and so many people don't know their life purpose, my God, if I really create a system that people could use and work with, what a great thing that would be. And then I started looking on Google to see what that really meant. You know, like how many people are looking for, if you just type in life purpose, Google life purpose, or Google find your purpose in life, or what is my purpose? 500 million people a month are Googling life purpose.
Wow.
Yeah, 1 in 14. And so, you know, for just those few simple things, it's actually, the number is actually higher than that. It's about 1 in 7. And so all of a sudden I'm like, okay, well, there's a huge need here, and if I can create a simple system that helps people, what a great thing. And by the
that
way,
that is a great thing.
The world, the book can be done, workbook can be done in 4 hours. And then I just did a little health fair locally over the weekend, and I decided I was going to challenge myself to see if I could do something with life purpose for people in 20 minutes. And so I actually did. I could do my work, you know, the distillation of this, of course, you know, being a skilled coach, I could do it in a, less than a half hour with people. But the workbook they can do by themselves in 4 hours or less.
Right. So my question is that, is there a point in life when our life purpose comes together more easily? Can we identify our life purpose when we're young, when we're teenagers, when we're in our 20s and 30s? At what point does it all crystallize for us?
Fantastic question, and a question that actually nobody's asked me before. So the answer to that is this, that our life purpose is always in us. So it's always expressing us, whether we know it or not. So the good news is we're always expressing our purpose. We're just not conscious of it. But then how can we become conscious, and when can we become conscious, which is really kind of the question you're asking. And I went and I took my workbook and I turned it into a curriculum for high school kids. So the same structured, logical approach we've just talked about, I turned into a curriculum for high school kids. So what I know is that it can be structured for people. They can learn it, and that's actually set up like a 15-week regular course that they would take in a high school, any high school USA. And at any age, because, again, this is universal. But the other way that your life purpose kind of can crystallize, which is a question you asked, was it happens around some monumental event. And oftentimes they're catastrophic events, catastrophic illness, catastrophic events like Boston Marathon kinds of things. Catastrophic events will tend to catalyze and crystallize a mission. So if you have been, like I think about just the thought that comes to mind right now, is you think of John Walsh, America's Most Wanted. He was going along with his life until his daughter was murdered, killed and, you know, abducted and murdered. And so
right.
He made it his life work and his life best to make sure that all the bad guys were going to be taken off the street. Or you think about the people whose kids or people that they know and love have been killed, like with these airbag disasters in the cars. And some of those people have made it their life work that not another person will die. This is my life purpose to make sure that that doesn't happen to one other person. It's happened to me. It's not going to happen to anybody else. So oftentimes life purpose can come as a result of some catastrophic event, which could happen at any age. You know, kids that have been through major, you know, illness and injury as kids, they say, I want to be a doctor of some sort, and oftentimes the doctor who must help them. And it can also be numinous experiences, like when you have some profound connection with the divine, like when Jesus touches your heart and all of a sudden he puts a message on your heart. It can also be you wake up from a really powerful dream, a lucid dream, and you say, oh, my God, I know what I'm here to do. So there's lots of different ways that that can just come, or there's a logical system that people can use at any age to go and find their purpose in life.
So that makes me question, so if we identify our life purpose when we're young, and then we do have some life-changing event, does that mean that our life purpose evolves or changes, or that we have more than one life purpose?
You ask the best questions, Randy. Okay, so the way that this works is this. In life, we have one senior life purpose. We have a life purpose, okay? And you heard when I said mine that it was the raise the conscious vibration of the planet, and so that it fulfills people and enriches the planet. Okay, so that is like so broad brush. So many things can happen in that. So what I tell people is your life purpose is a big personal mission statement. But what happens is we do have life purpose expressions, and those change. Like, I started out as a psychic, and then I went and became a hypnotherapist, and then a social worker, a residential treatment counselor, social worker, and then a life coach, and now author and radio show host. And each one of those is the next sort of bigger frame of, you know, that life purpose expression. And so your life purpose doesn't change, but the expressions do.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is this, when you talk about, you know, the natal purposes and everything, does that relate to our, I think you did say that it relates to our astrological sun sign. So does this, how does the astrological sun sign help us to know our purpose? And what? How does this relate to us as far as our relationships?
Okay, so let's do this. Let's do this in real time. So what is your sun sign, Randy?
I'm a Virgo.
Okay, so you're a Virgo. So one of the things, and this came from Linda Goodman in her book, best-selling book, Sun Signs, which was written, you know, some years back now, but it's like a landmark work in astrology. So what she said is that every person is either a leader, organizer, or communicator. And so each one of us has a function, leader, organizer, communicator. But then it's how it is we express that. And so that's through our sun signs. And so you as a Virgo are a communicator with Earth. So you like to communicate practical ideas because that's what Virgos do really, really well. And then you love playing mental chess and having variety. Now look at this, you have a radio show. So how perfect could that be as a function for someone with the communicator purpose and transmitting things, you know, from the Earth, grounding things down here so that people can get the message, right?
Right.
So, and so that is you. Now, do you have a significant other in your life?
Yes, I do.
And what sign is he?
Okay, let's see. December 9th, so what is that?
He's a Sag.
Sag, right, that's what I thought. Okay.
Okay, so he also is a communicator, only he's a communicator with fire. So this is an interesting thing. So this means that the two of you together would have a lot of animated conversations, go back and forth with ideas, really sharing a lot about what your thoughts are, what your feelings are, but there'd be different purposes. So in his case, he's about communicating idealism and exciting things. He likes to make things move. You know, he's someone who more likes to see the energy move around a bit. And so he loves challenges, and of course with fire, they like to be, you know, seen in the public eye. And so it's about his passion, whereas you're about, you know, making sure that the communication happens, that people get the message. You know, he's just about kind of like sprinkling fairy dust and, you know, kind of whatever they do is whatever they do. And so, you know, you might say at some points in time he's frivolous, and he may say to you at some points in time, you don't have to be so anal about it. You know, you can just, whatever you want to share, just share. So if people know what their life purpose is from either the leader, organizer, communicator perspective, you can also understand kind of what your partner is supposed to be doing and how they're going to do it, how they're going to express it. And this is a perfect example because you guys are both communicators of what kind of styles people could have. And then, you know, you understand. So, for instance, let's say you're a communicator working with an organizer, like I'm an organizer. So I'm an organizer with water because I'm a Scorpio. And I like to organize intuitive insights. Funny that I would write a book. Funny that I would have a radio show, right? Funny that I would organize all these things. And my purpose is to organize unseen guidance. Well, that's exactly what I'm doing with all this. You can't see a life purpose, but I go and do that. And so you and I, let's just say, you know, we were together, then what would happen is that you would be saying, wow, that's really interesting what you do. I wonder how it is that I can communicate that in a way that makes sense for my listeners, that they can do something with it.
Right.
Kind of interesting.
Makes
huh?
sense. Yeah, it is. It's all fascinating. It is.
Yeah,
it's all fascinating. We are so multidimensional. So for those who are listening today, how can they get started to find their true purpose in life?
Well, there's a couple of different ways, Randy. If they're interested in learning more about what we've just talked about, they can go to my website, yournextstepcoach.com. and they'll find my workbook for sale there in the store, and they can also preview it. And then they can also, I have an online course which they can do if they want to do that. And then I also have both hypnotherapy and also spiritual life coaching sessions, and or if they want to take it into the next level, which is a career, we can do that as well. So they can find all that on yournextstepcoach.com. And then if they want to find out about, you know, more me and, you know, how hypnotherapy works and the radio shows and all that business, they can actually go to SuzanneStreisauer.com, and that's where everything else is.
Okay, great. So are there any tips that you can give us today before we, you know, look at your website or, you know, purchase your book or anything like that?
Yeah, I think that the first tip I would say to everybody is don't beat yourself up because you're living your purpose whether you know it or not. So your life purpose is running in the background whether you know it or not. It's like, you know, it's like a Windows operating system. It's going in the back whether you know it or not. So just know that the only thing is that you don't know it, but what you're doing is absolutely perfect for what you're supposed to be doing and for what your true purpose in life is. All of the things that you're doing are things that you needed to know to have the skills to be able to actually execute on your purpose. And then the second thing is that if you just ask yourself moment by moment, why am I doing this? What's my aim or intention of the energy that I'm putting forth? Your personal why, you will get down to the bottom of your life purpose because you'll see it reflected over and over and over. And if you do that for a month, then you'll get to really get a good sense of what your purpose is.
Why do you think that it's important that we know this? Do some people fight their life purpose? Do some people never realize it? Or is it basically inevitable that we are going to go in that direction because we are subtly being driven that way?
You know, I think that there's a lot of people that go to their graves, sadly, not knowing their purpose. And I think the reason that's important to know our life purpose is because all of a sudden, you know, if you don't know your purpose, what it means is that you have to get up every day and you have to figure out why you're doing what you're doing. Like, why am I going to work today? You know, I'm making money, I'm making a living, but at some other level, who cares? I mean, you know, are you really happy about what you're doing? Do you love your work? But if you know your life purpose, then no matter what you're doing, you can say, oh, I know how this is in service to my purpose. I know this how this is in service to something bigger than myself. Oh, good. So even if, you know, today's the day I'm cleaning toilets, okay, why is that in a reflection of my life purpose? And that's because I want everybody to be comfortable in my home and to be able to vibrate at whatever higher level that they've come for. I'm creating that opportunity in space. So even with the most mundane of things, if you know your purpose, you can make it have exalted expressions in your everyday life. And the other reason is because when we don't know, we don't fully commit to things. We kind of back up a bit. Well, you know, if it's not my life purpose, I don't really know that I want to put that much energy into it. But if we know it's our life purpose, then we want to put the best of everything we have into it to make that difference and make that happen. And we also don't feel lost. You know, that there was a study done by the BBC, and they said that they did it, and it was an interesting study on happiness. And statistically, people who are happy live 7 years longer than people who are not. And so if you're happy, which is also means you're purposeful because you figured out a way to fulfill yourself and fill yourself up with something that means something to you, makes you happy, you live longer. So some just practical reasons, there's, you know, reasons to do that that make a difference.
So if we understand what our life purpose is, does that necessarily mean we're going to find the ultimate of that, you know, in that direction, or that we're actually going to realize that purpose? Or is the purpose just in the journey?
Another great, great question, Randy. You know, so what I would say is this. I would say that it's both in the journey because it's our evolution. One of the things that people say is that if your life purpose is about you and you can fulfill it, it's too small. And so that it is a constant journey, constant evolution to getting to some bigger place. And so for me, what that means is that, you know, like today I'm, you know, doing my radio show. But imagine, you know, being a Hay House author and doing all the big tours, doing all sorts of A-list things. So putting a program in place that's institutionalized in schools so that all high school kids know about their life purpose, right? So I think that your life purpose, whatever it is, you will strive to go there. And like I say, everything is perfect. So, and everything is perfectly timed so that if you are playing small, it's because you still have some emotional stuff to work out. And so, okay, perfect. And so right now my life purpose is to work out that emotional stuff. Or you could say, you know what, I just did, you know, a multi-million dollar deal. I just climbed up to the top of Everest, and I'm ready for the next big challenge. Okay, good. Well, that means you're ready to step up your game. It could also be if you're in your developmental purposes, like let's just say you're in your 40s or 50s, you've had a great run at a career, but you're sick and tired of being, you know, having somebody else be the boss, and you're ready to come out, step out, and be an entrepreneur. And so that's the next step for you as a function of life purpose, so that you can take your message, your purpose, your expression, your being to the next level. And so I think it's both, you know, moment by moment. Some people may never know, and then there's times where we get the nudge and we're moved into some other bigger direction.
Well, that's true. That's true. So it is kind of an evolution, unless we're blocked with emotional issues and things that that jam us up and don't allow us to move forward. Because anytime we have unresolved emotional issues, it blocks us from living, basically.
Yeah.
So we really can't move forward.
Right.
We're running close to out of time, but I know that you have a couple of other books. Can you tell us about them?
My first book I did in 1999 was an oracle. I channeled an oracle, and you know, I didn't think I was going to do anything like that, but it's called The Runes of the Four Realms, and it is like a tarot deck, only it's runes. It's pieces of wood with symbols on them. And it's what I call a New Age Rune Oracle, and you can also find that at yournextstepcoach.com, and that's The Runes of the Four Realms. And then my other book is a really whimsical book, and I, when I started to market my Life Purpose Workbook, I wanted some way to market it. One of the ways you do that is on Twitter. And so I made all these tweets about life purpose, and my challenge was, can I make 140 characters say something meaningful about life purpose? And the truth was that you can't. And so I created this little tweet book called 111 Inspirational Life Purpose Tweets, a Book of Original Thoughts, so that people could, you know, open up your book. And for instance, your life purpose with the tweet that, you know, for the Virgo, I did all the astrological signs in tweets. So each one is a tweet for your life purpose for the astrological sign. So it's a whimsical book. And then my workbook, 111 Inspirational Life Purpose Quotes and Exercises to Find Your Purpose in Life, is my most recent book. And that was, you know, came out in 2013. And so those are all available on yournextstepcoach.com and also on Amazon.
Okay. I noticed that you use the 111 repeatedly in your work. And I know that there is a mystical component to 1111 or 111. Is that why you've used those numbers?
I did. And the other reason was because, you know, the other reason was I wanted a lot of diversity. So, and I wanted people to be able to say, you know, not be able to say about the workbook, well, it's either woo-woo or it's way too, you know, down to earth and practical. And so I went and I set it up so that it was pretty equally balanced between, you know, the developmental, psychological, professional, transitional, on the one hand side, the practical side, and then the natal, spiritual, and mystical on the other. So there's like 60 exercises that are practical, and then 51 are the mystical, spiritual, and mystical. And then what I do is I tell people do five exercises from five different categories so they can't escape either, you know, whichever way they don't lean. And so they get some diversity. So I want to give people diversity and also opportunity to have, you know, their look at their purpose from lots of different perspectives and not, you know, shortchange themselves by not looking at the ones they didn't want to look at.
Right.
Which they can, of course, because, you know, I'm not legislating what they do, but, you know, it's there for them to do. And what they do is they get to see in 111, you know, I tell them only do 25, but you get to see your life purpose repeated through each exercise, and all of a sudden it hits you over the head. It's like, oh, my God, it keeps trying to tell me blank. Oh, I finally get it. That's my purpose. Duh. And, you know, so they finally wake up.
So, right, because the 1111 is basically about synchronicities and recognizing the signs. So that's very interesting to me.
Right. And it's a master number, you know, it's a master light worker number. So, you know, when you know your purpose, if you're living it, you're a light worker. So that was the other reason why I chose 111. I mean, imagine if I'd given them 1111, that would be a book nobody would touch. And I'd probably still be writing it.
Right. But it is the sequential ones that that really matter.
Yeah.
So your website is awakentoyourlifepurpose.com, and that's generally because you also have insightfulrunes.com, but your main website is awakentoyourlifepurpose.com. Is that correct?
I think Awaken to My Life Purpose, I'm consolidating into SuzanneStreisauer.com. And so,
okay.
But I haven't put my store on there yet, and I've added hypnotherapy because I haven't done hypnotherapy in a while, but people want that, and I think it's so powerful that I decide, okay, I'll do that again for people. So actually, SuzanneStreisauer.com, and they can find me. The AwakenToYourLifePurpose.com points to Suzanne Streisauer, and then also YourNextStepCoach.com is where all my books and guided visualizations and, you know, the coaching programs are all on that website. So either place, they can find me.
Okay, and Suzanne is spelled SuzanneStreisauer, Suzanne Streisauer. Well, I want to thank you so much, Suzanne, for coming back and sharing all this powerful information with us. It's all very fascinating, and I'm sure that my listeners have thoroughly enjoyed this. So I want to thank you again, and it's been a pleasure having you.
Well, thanks, Randy. It's been absolutely a pleasure joining you as well.
Okay, well, this was fun, and I hope we'll connect soon again.
I agree, Randy. What a great time.
Thank you so much. Thanks again.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. So unfortunately, our time is up for today, but if you have any comments about today's show or any other shows, please email me at loveyourlife@randygfine.com. That's RANDIGFINE.com. RANDIGFINE.com. And my website is also randygfine.com. Stop by and sign the guest book. I welcome feedback about my shows, so you can leave comments for me there as well. If you enjoy listening to my shows, please become a show follower. Go to the show page at the top. It gives you an opportunity to become a follower, and then you'll get a list and you'll be updated of everything that's coming. I have some fantastic shows coming. You don't want to miss them. Also, more followers will get the show the recognition that it deserves. Visit my blog at randygfine.com for even more inspiration and join a list of devoted followers there. You can also speak with me privately and confidentially on the telephone about any issues that concern you. For more information about my counseling services, please go to clarity.fm/randy-g-fine. That's C-L-A-R-I-T-Y dot F as in Frank, M as in Mary, /Randy, R-A-N-D-I, -G-F-I-N-E. All my shows are archived after broadcasting and can be listened to at your convenience on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, or through the show links on my website. Thanks again for tuning in and listening to A Fine Time for Healing. This is a talk radio show host and author, Randy Fine, signing off until next time. May joy and serenity always be yours. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening. You can find out more about Randy at her website, randygfine.com. Join her next time for more of A Fine Time for Healing.
Hard not to hesitate, but we can't wait. Be the change. Be the change. Be the change. Be the change. There's a better way.